This is Near FM
90.3. I'm delighted now to be joined by Deirdre Heaney in relation to her proposals for people living with dementia in the current city development plan. She's put through certain proposals, and also she's going to give us an update on the St. Anne's Park with proposals for on-lead, off-lead areas for dog walkers, and also the plans for new lighting in the park. So hello Deirdre, how are you?
I'm good.
So tell us about these proposals, because there's the on-lead, off-lead that you're talking about with regard to St. Anne's Park. What is proposed there?
Okay, so there's two issues, I suppose, I came on to discuss with you this morning. One was about the proposed on-lead, off-lead changes in St. Anne's Park for dog owners. And the other then was my proposals that I have got included into the draft development plan around dementia-inclusive living in our society. So the issue around the on-lead, off-lead in St. Anne's Park, I believe is a very positive proposal. And it's really a proposal for dog owners to have their dogs on-lead at all times in certain parts of the park, and off-lead at all times in other parts of the park. At the moment, the situation is that dog owners using St. Anne's Park can have their dogs off-lead in the park until 11 a.m. and then for 1 hour before park closes. This is in every aspect of the park. So the proposal, which I have been pushing for and I think is very positive, is to have part of the park, which makes up approximately 21 hectares, where dog owners will have to keep their dogs on lead at all times in places like the Rose Garden, the car park, the playground, the Red Stables, places that are, I suppose, have the main attractions for park users. So that will benefit people who are dog owners who are, I suppose, uncomfortable with their dogs off lead and meeting other dogs off lead. But it will accommodate our highly respected and valued elder members of our society who are not comfortable with dogs off lead. It will also accommodate parents of young children who are not comfortable with dogs off-lead, and indeed other vulnerable park users. There have been, thanks be to God, there have been very few serious incidents of conflict in the park between dogs and vulnerable members of our society. But nonetheless, there are regular communications with me, with other politicians and with park staff around conflicts and fear of vulnerable park users, of dogs running at them and making them feel very uncomfortable. So it's a proposal to try and make the park an inclusive place for all of us. And that includes having an understanding of the positive companionship that dogs bring to people in our community, including myself. It makes life easier for people who have dogs who want to allow them off-lead and run free. And then it also offers an opportunity for people, dog owners included, who are uncomfortable with dogs off-lead, and they can enjoy the park in the knowledge that dogs will not be off-lead in places, as I said earlier, like the Rose Garden, the Red Stables, the playground, and in and around the area where most of the attractions happen, like the market in the morning, on Saturday mornings, the farmers market. So that's the proposal. It's 77 plus hectares of off-lead area and 21 plus hectares of on-lead area at all times in the park. There are some, I suppose, misunderstandings out there currently where people think dog owners in particular, of which I am one, think that this is a further restriction on them and their pets. The opposite is the case. This is a very positive proposal for dog owners because it gives a huge opportunity for them to allow their dogs off-lead, but under what's termed effective control. And by that, I mean, you can't go into St. Anne's Park if, say, for example, this proposal is passed. Indeed, currently, up until 11 a.m., you're allowed to let your dog off-lead, but it must be under effective control. And that means that a dog, once you let your dog off the lead, that the dog will come back to you if you call it. It doesn't mean that you can let a pup, you know, who's not used to being off-lead, off the lead in the park and just let the pup run, you know, run out of sight, because it could come across a young child or indeed a vulnerable adult. And that makes life very uncomfortable for the dog owner who doesn't know where their dog has gone, but particularly for the vulnerable adult or the parent of the young child who doesn't understand how the dog is going to react with their child, or the vulnerable adult doesn't understand how the dog is going to react with them. That is not what this is proposing. The proposal is to allow dogs off lead in 77 hectares plus of the park once your dog is under effective control. That means being able to call your dog, being able to have your dog trained. An awful lot of people get pups and think they can let the dog off lead. It's not a good idea to do that in any event, because you could lose your dog. But that is not what this is about. This is about letting people who have dogs let their dogs off lead, but under what's termed effective control, meaning you need to have control over your dog at all times. I'll give you an example. I have my own dogs. It took me an awful long time to allow my dogs off lead, but they do come back. One of them doesn't, so I don't allow her off lead as regularly as I would others, but she's a very small dog and a gentle dog. If that was a bigger dog, I would have a difficulty, because the dog could come into contact with a vulnerable park user or somebody who's just uncomfortable with dogs off lead. So this proposal is to make the park an inclusive park for all of us to enjoy. I will be comfortable in the knowledge that I can go to the Red Stables, I can go to the playground, I can go to the Rose Garden, and there's a bigger area there where I know that I will be able to enjoy the park and dogs will be kept on lead. So the next stages of this proposal is that, and it's happening currently, is that the City Council and indeed local politicians like myself engage with park users to find out how they feel about this proposal. And if it's accepted, then we will arrange to, through the City Council management, to erect appropriate signage in the park to say you are now entering a space where dogs, you know, must be kept on lead. And I think dog owners will benefit hugely from this. I think in a space where dogs are expected to be kept on lead, people who are in that space with dogs on lead will probably be able to, you know, enforce it themselves by, you know, saying to people who come in that don't have a familiarity with dogs, that, you know, that not saying it outwardly, but, you know, saying it by their actions, that this is a safe place and an inclusive place for us all to enjoy. I'm really pleased with it, and I hope that the park users see the benefits of it and we can put it in place sooner rather than later.
And what are the next steps now? You're going to have consultations with the dog owners or park users?
The next step is to hold a consultation in the park with dog owners and other park users. So everybody that comes into St. Anne's Park will have an opportunity to voice their opinion if they so wish. Some people, you know, aren't bothered by it one way or the other. But if they so wish, engage with City Council, park staff. And the City Council is going to bring on a partner, I believe it's Dogs Trust, to assist with the consultation in the park. Indeed, any of your listeners are welcome to contact me via my email. It's on the website. And give me their opinions or ask me to send them the copy of the report. And there's a map included which kind of delineates the area that is being proposed for on lead at all times. And it'll show you the rest of the park where the proposal is to allow dogs off lead, but as I say, under effective control.
And then time frame in, you know, if these talks are successful, when would this be up and running?
I don't have an exact time. This is something that I've been pushing for quite some time
right,
now. But
yeah.
I will be getting some definitive timelines, and I can advise constituents of that when I get it in the very near future.
Now, there's also the current city development plan and your proposals for people living with dementia in that. So can you update us on that?
Yeah, well, I have, a keen interest in carers of loved ones living with dementia. I've never had to address the issue myself personally, but in our community, I have come across numerous members of our society who are caring for loved ones living with dementia. It is a really, really difficult disease to deal with, and it is, I suppose, something that there's still a kind of a stigma attached to it. People who are diagnosed with dementia feel embarrassed about it. They try and cover it up. And their family members, indeed, their spouses or their sons, daughters or siblings sometimes do the same thing. And that makes the disease much harder and much more painful for people who are living with the disease to deal with. So one of the things that I've been trying to do is to highlight the fact that dementia is part of our normal lives. It's not something that is anybody's fault. It's a disease that's there. It's like any other disease. It's just, when I say any other disease, I mean any other serious disease. It happens as a result of life. Life is very tough, and it's through no fault of anybody's. If you are diagnosed or if you develop this really, really painful disease. And so I'm trying to do as much as I can with the forum that I have been elected to, that is Dublin City Council, to highlight the pain that is experienced by carers of loved ones and indeed the person themselves who's diagnosed with the disease. And I've taken, you know, a couple of opportunities over the last, say, eight, nine years to promote this campaign with Dublin City Council. Indeed, the Chief Executive of Dublin City Council has been very, I suppose, sympathetic to any of the proposals that I've put forward, and I'm very grateful for that. Currently, we're drafting a new city development plan, and I have been pushing the case for dementia-inclusive living as far back as, I suppose, 2014. It is now successfully in the draft. The draft is what's going out onto public display on the 24th of November, but I have successfully gotten it included in the draft under dementia, under living with dementia, whereby we will be ensuring that cognizance is taken of any of the, I suppose, developments that Dublin City Council is responsible for to ensure that living with dementia is addressed and is included, and that will include kind of smart city developments. You know, technological advances will have the inclusivity of living with dementia attached to it. I'm very pleased that that is going out in the draft development plan, because the advice that I've gotten from the Dementia Carers Campaign Network and indeed the Alzheimer's Society and Karen Meenan, who's a lady involved with the Forget Me Nots Choir, and she's also one of presenters on Near FM. Mm-hmm. The information that I've received from the people who have a huge amount of experience in the area of caring for dementia is the more the topic is discussed, the more it is talked about, the more it is put out there, the better the better the possibilities of us as a society accepting that this is a normal disease. It's very painful, but it's normal. It's nothing to be feeling guilty about, and it's certainly nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, the more we can accept it, the less painful the disease is, particularly on the carer of the loved one. And what I mean by the carer of the loved one is somebody looking after a spouse, like a husband, a wife, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister. It can be so isolating for people that living with dementia. They become very isolated in their communities. So look, I'm particularly driven by it. It has struck me because of the amount of people in my community that I've met, and I can see the pain that they are experiencing. So it's something that I'm driven by, and any advances, no matter how small, that I can bring to that discussion, I want to do. So I'm really pleased that it's included in the development plan.
Yes, because the draft, they need, and the carers do need that help. And you know, strategies put in place and help for living with dementia. So that's fantastic. So people can get onto HenneyDM, so HenneyDM@gmail.com, if they have any questions for you or they want you to raise anything. You'll get back to them on that. Thank you so much, Deirdre, for coming on and outlining the proposals. And I'm sure I'll be looking to have you on in the future to update us on those, especially that dementia thing and the park, and see where we're going with that, how things have changed. Thanks so much for taking the call.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care. That is really, really important. So get on to HenneyDM@gmail.com with any ideas, anything that, you know, if you want information, should be able to point you in the right direction. And to see what that living with dementia is, that's, you know, the proposal for the current city development plan, what it's all about.
This is Near FM
90.3.